You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. It's a beautiful afternoon at the Fort Pierce Inlet by our own Captain Joe's Bait and Tackle Shop. Some people fish from piers, a few boats are unloading after a day of diving, and a breeze cuts the edge off the sun's blazing heat. However, Captain Joe Ward laments the water is not what it should be.
We have the dirty water here. We have the runoff here. I mean, that water out there right now should be crystal clear, and look at it. It looks like coffee.
And Fort Pierce doesn't have the water being released from Lake Okeechobee being felt in Martin County and a part of southern St. Lucie County.
You know, I've got friends that are guides down there that are really, I fish down there, and it's really a disaster, and it's getting worse and worse. It's been that way since I was a kid, and it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse every year.
Fed up with years of runoff playing havoc with the ecosystem of the Indian River Lagoon in Martin County, Clint Starling says enough is enough. He organized a protest last weekend, and 6,000 people are estimated to have attended. Another protest is scheduled for Sunday.
Event-wise, our goal is to make a chain of people along the water's edge at the beach, all the way from Stewart Public Beach to Jensen Public Beach.
And who are you hoping is going to see this and take notice?
Our goal is to hope that the legislators see this and take notice. A lot of our local politicians showed up last weekend and saw it firsthand that there were 6,000 angry people there. We had great local media coverage last weekend, but I hope we get on some national media this time. So we really need all of our legislators to see it and to see that we will come together as a community and we'll fight this and we'll vote our way to a solution eventually. I mean, it's only a matter of time until everyone is mad enough that they'll make this their number one voting priority on the Treasure Coast.
What is inspiring you to do this?
What's happening down here, it's actually been happening for a long time here, but the overflow water from Lake Okeechobee, when the levels in Lake Okeechobee get too high, they dump that water into a canal that leads directly to our estuary, to the St. Lucie River. And it, among other things, the biggest problem is it's filled with fertilizers from all the agricultural runoff that they have out there. And that causes algae blooms. And when the algae that we have in the river blooms, it gets to a toxic level and starts to kill our fish and, marine mammals.
I have heard that it's not healthy for people either, yeah.
Yeah, I just talked to the guy from our health department actually last week. And as of last Thursday, I want to say it was, he had put up over 50 no swimming signs. Basically, our entire river is toxic at this point. Like, if you go in and you have a cut, you come out sick. If you go in, I mean, if you don't have a cut, if you just go in the river and swim and you come in contact with the algae, you come out with a horrible rash, swollen eyes, swollen lips. I mean, it gets graphic. I don't even want to talk about it. I mean, there's pus involved. It's gross.
The releases from Lake Okeechobee, the argument is that they are necessary or possibly the dike will breach.
It is necessary to release water out of the Okeechobee in the rainy season, but it's not necessary to dump it on us and the poor people on the other side of the state, too, who are in the same exact situation on the Colusa River.
Now, tell me where and when you want people to be this weekend.
Actually, we have a trolley bus. We have a 45-seat trolley bus that's been very generously donated to us by a place called Chillin' the Most. And people can drive to the Jensen Beach or the Stewart Causeway at right around 9 a.m. The protest is going to start at 10, but we need people to be out there ready to go with their signs and their costumes by about 9, 9:30. If they get to the causeway by 9, we'll pick them up in a bus and we'll drive them to the beach they need to go to.
For 88.9 FM, I'm Jill Roberts.